We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, joining us on the line right now, writer for The Good Fight, Phillies podcast, Hitting Season, excellent baseball mind, John Stolness joins us. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, lovely. These over the weekend, John, especially last night, the Harper rumors, they hit it.
I was just began following you, John, because your reaction to all of them was way more amusing than the reports that were coming out.
John, yeah, I was so
unhinged.
Convinced.
Yeah.
I was so convinced today is going to be the day they make this announcement. And then it was a back and forth between Nightingale and John Heyman. Your thoughts, John?
Yeah, that sound you heard late yesterday was the sound of both those guys backpedaling into a brick wall. I mean, it really is unbelievable. These flare-ups, they come out of nowhere. They're like sunspots. And one of these days, they're going to kill us all with one of these things. Because, yeah, I mean, if you're paying attention, you're trying to enjoy a nice Sunday. You know, you're trying to enjoy time with the family, get out before, you know, inclement weather approaches. And you're trying to, you know, enjoy your weekend. And you've got Nightingale and you've got Heyman and Andy Martino just being handed little slips of paper by the agents. And, you know, they're just dutifully copying it down and tweeting it out like it's actual news. And it drives you crazy. But because we're so addicted to this and because we're so invested in this, we react to every single one of these things, and we're playing their game. And it made it seem yesterday like things were really building, like if we were getting closer and closer. And at the end of the day, I'm not sure we actually did get any closer. I'm not sure we actually are any closer. I don't know what to think anymore.
Do you feel that, although we, you know, everything as a follow-up to everything you just said, do you still feel the Phils are still the favorite to land Harper?
In my head, I do. It just makes way more sense than the Giants or the Padres or the White Sox, because you look at the additions they've made already. This team's ready to win right now. They've got a terrific lineup already, but it would certainly be enhanced by adding Harper or Machado. And they've got a good young pitching staff. I think they can add at the trade deadline this year if the starting pitching isn't exactly what they want it to be. But you can clearly see this is a team ready to win now. The Padres and White Sox are probably still 2 years away. They got a lot of great young talent on the come. It's going to be here soon, and they can build around Machado or Harper. So I understand their interest. But if you want to start winning in 2019 and 2020, and in Philadelphia, you're going to be with, frankly, the Phillies, when there's a superstar here, when this team's doing well, it's a marquee franchise in baseball. I mean, the Phillies were on national TV all the time, making the playoffs. I mean, there was no denying that Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley were among the biggest stars of the sport, Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee. So if they come here and this team performs well, Bryce Harper is still going to be the face of baseball, and you're going to be in this huge market where all the attention is going to be on you. And maybe that's not what each of them wants, but I do kind of think that's where Harper is. That's the kind of guy he is. I think he wants that attention. And so, yeah, I think for so many different reasons, and the ballpark, it all plays into the Phillies being the favorites for both of these guys.
John, you're down in you're out of Washington, right? I'm correct about that. So you live down
there?
Yeah,
the D.C. area.
Yeah,
yep.
So you – I was kind of surprised – like you had kind of heard this stuff, but I was surprised by Tom Boswell's column over the weekend. You know, everybody has their opinions on Machado, because Machado actually said it. I'm not going to run every ground ball out. I mean, we all know that. But it's not something that's not unheard of with Bryce Harper. The column by Boswell this weekend was pretty remarkable in that it just acknowledged all these issues. But what I found pretty wild was they think that they could possibly be better without him.
You know, I heard a lot of that last year during the season, too, as Harper went through his struggles. And I know a lot of Nationals fans were displeased with Harper, and there was a lot of talk about him not running out ground balls and stuff like that. And it was a topic of conversation in Washington. And it seemed to me as the year went on last year that the marriage between the Nationals and Harper did feel over, because there was growing fan dissatisfaction with Harper's play and with some of that running out ground ball stuff. But, you know, I think that tune changed when during the offseason you saw the Nationals start to get back involved. I think this was more a thing of Tom Boswell writing something about, you know, Harper and not hustling and asking a player about it.
And getting one guy to agree with them.
Exactly. Okay. To say, write it. So I think this is all in Boswell's mind. He's like, yeah, I've got this piece. Here's what I'm working on. I don't think it's any coincidence that a couple days before, Boswell did a huge feature piece on Max Scherzer in the Washington Post. So I'm kind of reading tea leaves and putting two and two together. But my guess is during the course of this conversation, maybe in this interview he did with Scherzer, that he mentioned, hey, I'm also working on this piece, and this unnamed national said, write it. I have my guesses as to who that is.
Now, John, yesterday, one of the big rumors that followed up what Heyman and Nightingale were going back and forth with was, and I'm forced to guess that maybe it's true. I really have no idea. There was reports, because it's President's Day, that the Philly sales staff was given the day off. You know, it's a holiday, and everybody,
we got that from Matt in Germantown, John. Don't discount it.
And there were a couple people on social media last night of suspect credibility that gave the same report that were asked.
Whose credibility are you suspecting?
Not John's and not yours, Rhea, but others. That who, according to these reports, that they were given the day off for President's Day, and then they were called last minute saying, listen, I know you're scheduled off, but we want you to come in tomorrow, as in today, because we're expecting a boatload of phone calls for ticket sales. Have you heard any possibility that this has any credibility that it could be true?
Well, there is a piece on MLB.com that came out last night by Todd Zielecki that essentially squashed that rumor, where I think he reported that there's a couple of interns who will be in there, but that's not unusual to have the interns come in and man the phones on a holiday, and that the rest of the full-time staff that was supposed to be off is going to be off today. That was in a Zielecki piece that was on MLB.com last night. So I trust that reporting more than I would say Barstool or some other website that was first reporting it yesterday afternoon.
Final question for you, John. To put the fan base at ease, I'm hoping I'll get the right response from you here. We have to be convinced the Phillies are going to get one of these two big fish. Yes, in your opinion, is there a chance they don't get either?
I think there's a chance. I think it's a low chance. I mean, okay. And that's just my negative Philadelphia gut telling stuff. You know, like, we're not allowed to have nice things here. We all know that. How can you? I mean, it's hard to actually imagine the marquee player in baseball, the face of baseball, wearing a Phillies uniform for the next 5 to 10 years. It doesn't compute for us. The Phillies have not had the face of baseball on their team, maybe ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the equivalent of getting Alex Rodriguez in his prime before we knew about all the steroid stuff. This is getting Ken Griffey Jr. in his prime. To, you know, imagine getting him in like 1992 or whatever it was, or 1987, whenever it was he was in his prime. This is what that's like, you know, and so it doesn't feel like it could actually happen. So my reticence is only that we've never experienced it before. But when you look at everything, when you look at the fits, when you look at the ballpark, when you look at where this team is as far as being ready to compete, how could they not? And the fact that the Phillies are going to probably offer one of these guys more money than anyone else, mm-hmm. intellectually, it just makes way too much sense for Philadelphia to get one of these
John,
guys.
What do you feel on Al's take, Al, that you said that if the Phillies don't get either of these guys, it's worse for this city than any other city?
So the only place that can lose.
No, for 100% true, because in San Diego, in Chicago, I mean, these are teams that are still rebuilding. They don't get either of these guys. They're still a couple of years away from contention. And neither of their owners claimed at the beginning of the offseason that they were going to spend stupid money.
That will haunt him.
So you can't set us up like that and then whiff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's why it would be harder for this city, especially because we are in a dogfight in the National League East. If you get Harper, you're a World Series contender right now. You can't miss out on that.
Will Harper wear a T-shirt next to the owner that says, I'm with stupid?
Come on now.
Or he could just say a T-shirt that says, on the back that says money. You know, yeah, I'm the money.
His name is John Stolness, writer for The Good Fight, host of the Phillies podcast, Hitting Season. Follow him on Twitter, at John Stolness.
My favorite one was when you went after Eskin,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.